Bonjour, we are Samuel and Virginie from SV Photograph. We are wedding and boudoir photographers based in Victoria, BC. Today we will speak about this new trend around. It's not exactly that new, as a lot of photographers are shooting boudoir with model for years, but it was not really that popular to have a professional boudoir session for customers in BC without to be model. Let's talk about boudoir. So today we are talking about boudoir. About what? Boudoir. I know. It's not exactly a usual word for now, but we will be pleased to enlighten you. So what a surprise, that concept is coming from France. First things first, we will perhaps start with the pronunciation. We will try to give you the perfect neutral accent, which is not the Parisian one for sure. So boudoir, boudoir, boudoir. Just one small information. It will be not a revolution, I promise. But just to make something clear. Boudoir means the same things in French than in English. Nothing. Nothing at all. So boudoir is not logic, and boudoir is not for women only. Now we know all about how to pronounce boudoir with the perfect accent, it's time to know more about what's exactly a boudoir shoot. Boudoir is technically how we call in France the little room nearby the bedroom. We are speaking here about the 19th century. That little room will be used today as the dressing room. But before, it was kind of secret garden for a woman, to have the makeup, to be dressed, and more. It was an intimate room the lady will not show to other, even the best girlfriends. Of course, we are here speaking about the little French bourgeoisie. So having a boudoir shoot is to show yourself on part of your life that is normally very private. In fact, you understand well that it's really subtle, personal, private, delicate, feminine, and really far away from Kardashian style, if I can say. It's not rare, and actually it's quite usual, that a photograph will tell a story. It could be a simple emotion like sadness, happiness, love, introspection, hope, expectation. It's kind of visual poetry, not that focused in fact on the body. It's also for that we will speak about glamour boudoir sometimes, even if in our case our style is clearly boudoir. Glamour photography is much more focused on the model curves and plays more the harmony of feminine and masculine shape. It will be more about to act, to look sexy and to play someone you are not necessarily. It's clearly much more a marketing product, who is working on the appearance, what the society wants from you. In fact, it will be a kind of catalogue of 10 to 20 poses, always the same ones, that are supposed to work with every single customer and model. Please understand well, there is no judgment at all. It's a complex world and everybody needs to find the boudoir style that fits him or her. On that kind of shoot, the makeup and hairstyle are very important and flashy. And the boudoir style is even not necessary. Erotic photography is another job, porn too as well, not the same of course, much more sexualized with a clear view of the genital part, more especially for the last one. It's something we don't do and will not. It's basically like to ask your butcher to make you a latte. I'm sure he could, but it's not his job. So be yourself or discover who you are will be the aim of that session. It's for that we like to take time to meet every customer, take time to speak a lot, sharing example before the shoot, and understand your personality. We will help you to find the perfect lingerie for you, because there is a kind of lingerie for every single shape and person. It's for that, for example, a bodysuit could look amazing on a model, on a video clip or magazine, even on your best friend, but can look strange on you. That's not because of you. It's because you have to know which kind of lingerie you can wear. Your body will choose for you. But we will see that during another podcast, really soon. To prepare the boudoir shoot, we will also find the best location to shoot you. It could be at your own place, a resort or Airbnb, a friend's place outside, or it could be on a wild beach, into the forest, or on the top of a mountain. We have portative studio light, so we could shoot approximately anywhere. And of course, if your place is not suitable for the shoot, we will let you know. We will send you some tips for the shoot a few days before, speaking about skin, hairs, makeup and more. During the shoot, we will help you, showing you the best poses to highlight yourself. After a few minutes, you will see you will start to relax and make your own poses. The effect of the boudoir shoot doesn't stop after the shoot. Women realize how important this kind of shoot is after the session. They realize they feel much more confident, much more comfortable on their body, and they accept who they are. We have some testimonials and videos from our clients. Feel free to ask us direct links. I hope this podcast already helps you to understand more about boudoir. Feel free to ask us any question about that. This podcast has a written version on our website, www.svphotograph.com/podcast. Thanks a lot. À bientôt.